Justin Barcia, congratulations, Team USA rider, which is great, but I imagine today didn't go the way you really wanted it to.
Sucked it up today. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Go in the truck.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yeah.
Can we blame Schneike at all?
No, Schneike did a great job today, actually, but first moto, crashed the second corner, someone decided to take a pit stop and stop, and I smoked them. Had to fight back and came to seventh, and then second moto was doing better, fighting through the pack again, got up to third and smoked a tree.
Fell over, yeah.
Yeah, so my day wasn't awesome. I love Southwick though. Yeah. Like, I still had a good time, but lost some points, and I really kind of have to lay the hammer down at Unadilla.
Yeah, hey, those points aren't good. It's getting late.
Yeah, seriously, a couple more races. This isn't what we were looking for, that's for sure, but you know, every race counts, every moto counts, and Unadilla is going to be good. It's been good to me in the past, and going to try to make up some points somehow.
Hey, what? A lot of guys, obviously it worked out for you because you were one of the rare guys to get a great time in the second practice, but what went down in the first one?
Yeah, the weather was kind of funky. The humidity was gnarly, and just a setting in the in the bike, it was just sputtering real bad, but the guys figured it out and came out of the second practice and I had to lay one down, but I think I was like 15th or something in the first one, so we figured it out and that was good. And track was different today. It wasn't like the usual Southwick. It was really choppy. And
wow, you know what? Dowd said the same thing, and he's got more laps than anybody. He said the same thing.
It wasn't awesome, that's for sure. Like, I love Southwick, and I mean, I still had fun today, but it wasn't as good as it usually is. It usually has big bowl corners and nice rollers, and now it was just chopped out and little ruts and stuff. It was really tough, but
maybe because of the rain, he thought.
Yeah, that's what I think too. But you know, obviously, Dad would know.
Hey, congratulations, Team USA! Talk about that and what it means.
Oh man, yeah, thank you. And Team USA is huge.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and you know, it's gonna be good. I think we're gonna do a great job. I heard that it might be the youngest team ever. Possibly. Pretty close anyway. That's what one of the AMA guys was saying. But, yeah, that's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to go over there a week early, do some testing. I think we're going to get to ride on the track, too. So that'll be good. And huge experience for me. And, you know, I obviously I work with Stanton, and we've been talking about it and stuff already. He's been down at my house and gave me some good advice. And we're just going to go there and do our best. Riding a Factory 450, that'll be cool. It's a little tough on, you know, the team and stuff, my Geico Honda team, because, you know, we've been working so hard, and then I got stole for the 450, but, you know, everyone over here has done a real good job, and it is what it is, and we're going to do our best.
Hey, don't go there and lose like I did. In 2003, it sucks.
Yeah, that's what I hear, you know, they're putting a lot of pressure on us.
I was a member of the last USA team to lose. It's not good.
Yeah, I don't want to lose. As long as it doesn't go like today, we'll be set.
All right, hey, thanks, and get some shoes on.
Oh, yeah, thanks.